coming to Mizzou, I didn't really know anyone. And so I'm like, this is a good start, trying out for Mizzou Idol. It could be a way to express myself and share my talents with everyone. And it was kind of scary because I'm exposing myself to people. And so freshman year, it wasn't that great. I was a wild card and I didn't really know many people. So no one really voted for me to move on. And it was kind of disappointing. And then I decided, you know, sophomore year, I'm going to do this. This is going to be my time. And so I'm like, I know the strategy. I know how it's going to work out. Let's got this, Chantel. So I auditioned again and made it to semifinalists, made it to top five, but then I didn't place again. And so it was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this isn't what my calling is. It's because it's crazy how one judge or a couple judges or what the people say can really either bring you up or shut down all your dreams. So I'm like, you know what, maybe I should move on. But I said, no, my mama taught me to keep trying. So I'm going to try again. And I said, you know what, this is it. I'm not auditioning again after this. I'm doing other things. I'm just going to go for it. And so I studied the music like it was a Bible. I studied Tina Turner's moves. I studied Beyonce's emotions. I studied the emotions behind the words. And I was like, this is it. I got this. So when I competed and I gave it my all, the audience loved it and I won. And I was just like, oh, wow, this happened. And I didn't know what my reaction was supposed to be. So I'm just like smiling. And it really proved to me that, you know, don't give up, because no matter how many people say no to you, there's always going to be that one person that says yes. And I think from here on out, I'm just going to keep pushing. And until that one person says yes to me, I'm not going to stop. And whoever says yes to me is never going to regret that decision.